This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, producers, what would they say? I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
It's Thurby, the Thursday before the Derby. They started calling that about 4 years ago in Louisville. They are saying there could be some rain for the Kentucky Derby. With some sunshine on Saturday for the big race, the high will be in the low 70s. Scout me in. You may hear that phrase in the months ahead. It's the new marketing campaign to get more young people in what has been the Boy Scouts. Perhaps you heard it will no longer be just the Boy Scouts. They will welcome girls into their ranks. At Dearborn, Michigan yesterday, a Cub Scout troop welcomed its first girl members. One of only a handful of Cub Scout packs in the country thus far to include young women. From This Week in Agribusiness in Manhattan, Kansas tonight, they'll wrap up the 3-day annual Kansas Wheat Quality Tour. About 90 people in 20 cars have been stopping by the fields this week. Fields that sure do show the signs of adverse weather for the current crop. And while some of the tour participants experienced severe storms this week along the way, in fact, some of them said they sighted funnel clouds, they noted that the rains could help improve the crop now in its critical grain filling period. The tour this week has included farmers and agronomists, as well as end users of the wheat. For example, this week on that wheat tour, Tyson Foods has been represented. And they tell us they use Kansas wheat in their breading for chicken nuggets, such as those Tyson produces for McDonald's. The tour has covered the state of Kansas as well as the northern counties of Oklahoma. Many tour participants this week reported a short crop and one that is 2 to 3 weeks behind schedule. But, importantly, one that could improve if rains continue this month the way the rains did when they came late 2 years ago. It's called the Herd of the Prairie Project. Those 39 bison statues that stand around the metropolitan area of Fargo, North Dakota. But one of them has had a tough time surviving. Sunny, the bison work of art right in downtown Fargo, was damaged in the windstorm this week. Had her feet torn off. The Fargo Forum says some are wondering if it's the third strike for Sunny. She has been hit by cars twice. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.